Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
The Boston Early Music Festival will return to the Berkshires this summer with Elmira. It is a first modern-day historically conceived production, and the Boston Early Music Festival will offer three fully staged performances of the production at the Mahawy Performing Arts Center on Friday and Saturday, the 21st and 22nd at 7 o'clock, and on Sunday, the 23rd at 2:30. All performances will be sung in German with English super titles. Three-time Grammy-nominated artistic co-director Paul Odette joins us this morning to tell us more. Paul, good morning, and thank you very much for being with us. A pleasure to have you here.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
So give us a sense of how this particular production came to be.
Well, we've been interested in the music at the Hamburg Opera. People don't normally think of Baroque opera in Germany. We're well familiar with the Italian operas of Handel, with the French operas of Rameau and so on. But German Baroque opera is a kind of odd area that is not very well known and hasn't been researched a lot. We were particularly interested in this style because the Hamburg Opera was a public theater and they depended on a ticket-buying public to pay the bills. So they had to appeal to a broad cross-section of audience, from the most sophisticated to lower classes. So they tried to appeal to everybody in the operatic styles that were presented, from the most sublimely beautiful solo arias to very colorful dances and choruses with a lot of spectacle involved. And they loved having comic elements with comic servants offering kind of rustic, earthy humor. It, in short, it has everything. It's a very, very colorful entertainment that would appeal to not only lovers of standard opera repertoire, but also lovers of Baroque music.
I realized as I was reading the introduction that there were several ways that it could be pronounced. Is it Elmira?
Almira.
Mm-hmm. And so give us where does this fit into the opera timeline?
Well, this was Handel's very first opera. He wrote this in 1704 as a 19-year-old. It wasn't his first composition because he was very active as a composer from the age of 9. He was in that way a kind of prodigy, like Mozart, writing brilliant things as a teenager. But this was his first surviving piece. Handel had gone to Hamburg to play violin in the orchestra, the opera orchestra, and when the director of the opera had to leave to go to another city for a project, Handel stepped up and said, I'll compose the opera. So this is his first opera, but it's not a piece of juvenilia. It's not at all the work of an inexperienced young composer. It's somebody who really understood drama and had clearly been composing or sketching out ideas for a very long time. And what he did was to put all of his best ideas together in this truly great masterpiece.
For you and for those involved, what are the challenges in staging a production like this?
It's a very complex work because, as I mentioned before, there are a lot of different elements.
Right.
There, you have the solo singers, you have the chorus, You have the dancers, and in these operas, the principals, queens and princesses and princes and so on, always had entourages. There were always ladies in waiting. There were always chambermaids who are part of the production. So there's a lot of choreography involved in just managing all of the traffic, all of the different people on stage. And there are a lot of quick changes from a soliloquy with one singer to a stage full of people to a stage full of a different group of people. There are serious elements. There are comic elements. There are a lot of different styles. There's French dance music. There are Italian arias. There's the recitative, which is in German. And this kaleidoscopic quality to the piece is what makes it so truly fascinating.
And I would think in casting it, then you have to really get someone who is well-rounded in their styles.
Absolutely. We hand-selected a cast of people who are very experienced in singing Baroque music, and in particular Handel. But this is a style of Handel which is very unfamiliar, because people know the Handel who wrote Messiah,
yes,
or the Handel who wrote Julius Caesar or Rinaldo or the other London operas. That's a very familiar style. This is a different musical style because of all of these disparate elements, the French dance music, the Italian arias, and the German recitative. So we were all exploring jointly, collaboratively, this unfamiliar style. And the more we got into it, the more we started to unlock the secrets to this truly remarkable piece.
So when we say first modern day historically conceived production, what does that mean?
This work has been performed a few times in Germany in modern stagings. That is, they've moved the action to the 1950s or to some other setting,
okay,
entirely, whereas the original was set in late medieval Spain. And what we do at the Boston Early Music Festival is we try to perform the music in a historically informed way. That is, we're using period instruments, gut-strung violins, harpsichords, Baroque oboes, and so on, rather than modern instruments. But we also carry that into the choreography. All of the choreographies are based on 17th century dancing techniques, but also the staging. So the way the sets are designed, which are moving panels which move from side to side and change instantly from one scene to the next, rather than very heavy, big backdrops that you have in a modern theater. The whole look is very different from a modern staging of things. And this is really what makes what brings the style to life. It's not that we're trying to reconstruct in a museum-like way to preserve this old technique. We're trying to bring it to life in the most visceral way possible to a modern audience. But using the old techniques is the most effective way to do that.
Well, it sounds marvelous. It's the Boston Early Music Festival production, and they're offering three fully staged performances of Almira at the Mahewy Performing Arts Center on Friday and Saturday, the 21st and 22nd at 7 p.m., and on Sunday, June 23rd at 2:30. You can find out more information by going to Mahewy.org. That's Mahaiwe, Mahewy.org. Paul Audette, a great pleasure to have you join us this morning. I wish you all the luck in the world. Have a wonderful performance.
Thank you very much.
Weekend. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.